Hi, this is Dan Tallarico.
And this is Eric Silver.
And today we're talking about a very exciting day in Picmul's young history. New development. Eric, what is it?
We've got a brand new comparison page, Dan. You're
kidding me. A brand new comparison page? What was wrong with the old one?
So there's this bias that happens with comparisons. If people are comparing the wrong thing, they often learn the wrong lessons. You know, actually, real estate agents sometimes take advantage of this. When you're going out shopping for a home, some experienced real estate agents will first take you to a couple bad homes, and so when they take you to the third one, you think, oh, it's better location, cheaper, all these benefits, because they've, in your mind, used comparisons to frame the wrong data.
Mm-hmm. So would you say that's kind of something we see in more than just the housing market?
You see it all over the place, yeah. Anytime that you see some sort of feature grid or feature comparison, they've often chosen the features to highlight their product. They've often chosen their competitors to highlight it. And sometimes even when you're doing your own research, you end up reproducing this same set of biases without meaning to. So what we've done is we've created a comparison page that knows about that bias and makes and manages for it. And there's a few things we do that are really clever.
So kind of, why don't you take us through some of those things?
So the first one is, we tell you how things do on lists and tell you what they're really best for. Often items will stand out as being really good for a specific use, and we highlight that when we can to let you see that kind of difference. The other thing we do is that when you're looking at facts about something, we use a visual representation, a little sort of a pie chart, to show you how well it does out of the entire field. So if you are looking at two really expensive bad homes, you're going to see that even though one is cheaper than the other, they're both really expensive and they're both really bad.
Right. So, Picmul is kind of, there's this trend now, with the on-text, the smart text, and this, that we're kind of going this direction of really helping consumers, frame information in the context they want to see it.
Yeah, I think, we all of us are experts in one or two areas where we do have enough context. We do know how to write the sentences to give someone advice. But there's just not enough time to be expert in everything. So what we're hoping is that someone can come to our system, they can go into an area they're really familiar with and see how just really smart the engine is. And then when they're shopping for something they care a little bit less about, they can really just start trusting the system and knowing that they're being guided to the best fact-based recommendations, the best comparison, the best text.
That's right. And if you want to go try out a comparison for yourself, just go to picmul.com, click on an item, and in the upper right corner there'll be the comparison button.
Yeah, just hop into it. Yeah, and go ahead and add some things, take some things away, and see what you can learn.
It's a lot of fun.
Favorite categories. It is.
A ton of fun.
It actually, when you've worked on it as long as we have, it really is fun.
Yeah, seeing it come out live like this is very exciting. But thanks for listening.
And thanks for the time, Dan.
All right, have a great day.